It was the site of a vast trading network on the Northern Plains. Its history spanned 40 years, and today, this fort has been reconstructed to remind us of its importance. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
22 years after Lewis and Clark passed the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers on their way back to St. Louis, a fort was built at this strategic location.
Fort Union initially was established in 1828, and it was established as a commercial fur trading post.
Lauren Yellowbird is speaking of Fort Union Trading Post's National Historic Site.
This area was considered Assiniboine territory, so when the traders did come into the area, I mean, the Assiniboine were already trading with Canadian traders like Hudson Bay, and the tribes wanted to trade. They wanted to be able to have access to the blankets, the different trade goods.
The American Fur Company operated the fort, and although its location was hundreds of miles from any large city, the reach of its trading network spanned the world.
When you think of a global economy, you did have that here early in the early 1800s. You had beaver pelts going out to Europe. You had otter pelts going out to China, and also the trade goods coming from these different directions.
But as the Civil War erupted in the East, changes were taking place here on the Northern Plains as well.
By the late 1860s, you had what they call the reservation periods coming in for the tribes, so trade wasn't as active anymore. The buffalo were not as plentiful as they were before, so there were a lot of changes.
By 1867, the fort closed, and troops dismantled parts of it and used the materials to expand the military's Fort Buford. Today, Fort Union has been reconstructed, reminding those who pass here of the prominent role it played in the trading empire of the Northern Plains. Traveling the countryside at Fort Union, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.